Hello, and welcome to episode 124 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care looks like going to family camp and imposing the mom tax on my kids' Halloween candy. And I hope that you are taking time out of your week to invest in yourself as well. And I am so thankful you're here listening today. The goal of this podcast is to create a safe space for you to learn more about yourself and to learn about mental health topics on your own time, while you're loading or unloading dishes, while you're commuting to or from work, or maybe you're on a walk right now. And while this is no replacement for actual therapy, which I hope you're pursuing, the goal is that it can be a supplement for your mental health and something that gives you some action items to think about in the week ahead. Today, I want to talk to you about a visual that I've learned in therapy myself and that I've also applied to my clients. And it's the concept of you and your life being a boat. That's right, a boat. You might have clicked on this episode or saw the title and thought, I wonder where she's going with that. So let me explain. It's easy sometimes to view our lives as this huge, all-encompassing thing that feels really hard to quantify at times. And while that's true, it also helps to have a visual image to understand when we are letting things affect us that maybe we haven't noticed before. So when you think of your life as a boat, and I'm talking about your life once you are independent, maybe once you've moved out of the house that you grew up in, or maybe after you've graduated college, maybe as you've gotten married. It's kind of like the little car in the game of life, you know, has the little pegs, but we're going to expand that thought a little bit more. Regardless, you are in a boat. It could be a rowboat. It could be a pirate ship. It could be a cruise ship, probably one of my personal favorites because of the 24/7 buffet, but it could be a yacht. It could be whatever you want it to be in your mind, but you are in this boat. For some reason, I always end up going to a smaller boat because it's a little less complex and easier to navigate what all is in there. But when we talk about your boat, who else, when you look around, is in your boat? For me, it's my husband, my three kids, our dog, and that's, you know, my nuclear family. So they are in my boat. Maybe my boat is tied to other families or other people's boats. My mom, my sister, my close friends, my cousins. There are people that are close by your boats. If you've heard the song Redneck Yacht Club, it makes me think of that where they tie them all together and, you know, it's just a big fun party. But think about your boat. And if this is something that you're not used to doing, visualizing different parts of your life as a metaphor or as something that feels completely out of your comfort zone, then this is a good practice for you. Because we can't always put into words what we're trying to say, but sometimes our emotions are better expressed through a visual image, through understanding, okay, all of a sudden I feel like I'm sinking a little bit. So we can ask the question of who is poking holes in your boat? Or maybe you feel overwhelmed with commitments in life. Okay, who's been throwing stuff in the back of your boat and you are sagging in the back? Who did you allow to put something in your boat? How can you chuck it over the side so that you sail a little freer? Another way to think about your boat is who is in the captain's seat that day. It's going to change from time to time. It's not always going to be the same captain. But sometimes we have people driving our boat other than ourselves. Sometimes we have emotions driving our boat. Sometimes we need to tell fear, anger, disgust, stress to go take a seat downstairs and not be captaining your ship that day. Are you tracking with me? The concept of a boat to me is so beautiful because we think about the ocean that it's on or the water that it's on. Sometimes the water is rough. Sometimes you feel like you're going to be taken under by the waves and things that happen in life. But then there's other days you're sailing along and it's beautiful and it's peaceful. When we think of our lives and ourselves as a boat, sometimes it's easier to communicate what's really going on instead of saying, I just feel out of control, or I just don't know how to put it. You can think about, you know what, my anger is driving this ship right now, and I need to tell it to take a back seat or to put a life preserver on it and throw it over the side. There's times when people climb into your boat that shouldn't be there, and maybe that's why you're feeling unsafe. Someone has commandeered your ship, and you say, wait, I did not give you control of this. You kind of snuck up the back, and I didn't even see you climb into my boat and take over a part of my life. Please excuse yourself and go back to your boat. There's times where you maybe added an unexpected surprise to your boat. Maybe things went differently than you thought and your boat is tipping back and forth and you're just not really sure what's going on. But the power of visualization in therapy is so important to understand that you can view who's in your boat, what's around your boat, who or what is driving your boat, and see where there might need to be some changes made or just sitting with some of that knowledge. Have you thrown stuff in the back of the boat that's weighing it down? Have you poked holes that's causing the water to rise and your boat sink a little bit? Are there seasons you need to pull into the harbor? Are there seasons you need to chart new courses? I'm really running with the nautical theme, but you can use maybe something else that works better for yourself. But what I'm trying to give you is a tool that taps into your creative side, taps into a different side of your brain a little bit that logic can't always reach. And in order to fully process our feelings, to maybe name some things that are going on that we're struggling with, you need to have access to tools like this where you can exercise your creativity, where you can personify and visualize the issues a little bit more. So what does your boat look like? Who's the captain of your boat? Is it you? In my life, my faith really helps me remember that I can chart the course, I can hold the wheel, but God's ultimately in control. And so I have to release that sometimes. Who or what is your boat tied to? Are there other boats that maybe you need to cut that rope, that they're pulling you in a different direction than you want to be going or that you need to be going? Are you aware of the waters that are around you? Are you aware when your boat is getting really rocky or being grateful for the calm, sunny days? Regardless, I want you to be aware of what's going on in your life. Use this tool as you can, and I hope that it's beneficial to you and your life and being able to communicate what's going on. Thank you so much for listening today. If this was something that was helpful, I would love for you to share it with friends or reach out to me and let me know. You can find me on social media at The Convenient Counselor. But as always, you've got this, and I am cheering you on. Have a great week.